This is a dictation for Veronica Kinklo, VeronicaKinchloe. Date of birth is 2/15/2002. And date of accident is 4/6/2025. Date of service 4/8/2025. Patient reports that she is suffering from chief complaint of severe pain in the neck and the back. And headaches with confusion, blurred vision, loss of concentration, forgetfulness. History of automobile accident. Patient attributes all of the symptoms coming from an automobile accident that happened on 4/6/2025. As follows, the patient was traveling as a passenger, rear seat passenger on the left side in a lift car, which was being driven by some driver, and her boyfriend, LeVar Burton, was traveling. At around 7:40 p.m. on 4/6/2025, accident happened on 7 Mile and Outer Drive. Patient report they are going westbound 7 Mile and they were stopped at a red light. They were traveling in a Chevy Impala car, 2013 model, and at the time of impact, the speed was zero. They were hit by a Suburban truck at 45 to 55 miles an hour that was going eastbound, and they rear-ended their car. The impact damaged the car incredibly and caused airbags to be deployed. Car was total. It was not drivable. Entire back was damaged. There was no damage inside the car. Both rear windows and the windshield were broken. The patient has, at the time of impact, she started feeling blurry vision. No damage to the chest, pelvic or abdomen. And neck started hurting with the hitting into the headrest, leading to whiplash injury, and immediate neck pain started. There was some nosebleed from the left side as well. Patient was taken to the Sinai Grace Hospital to the emergency room via ambulance. She was there for more than an hour. No doctor saw her, and she left against medical advice. Only after physical exam, no x-rays or CT scan was done. Since then, she has had no other treatment and no other studies or investigations. History of presenting illness, patient is suffering from severe headaches, which are mostly located in the back of the head. And they are 7 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. They're moderately severe, off and on, sensitive to light, associated with nausea, and there is no associated vomiting, seizure, or aura. Symptoms of TBI that are present are loss of concentration, confusion, forgetfulness, and blurred vision. Patient has no issue with the taste or smell or TMJ and denies any ear ringing or buzzing. No dizziness vertigo is reported, no loss of balance or loss of equilibrium is reported, no loss of memory. There is some blurred vision, but no spots in the vision field or loss of vision field. And no other issues are reported. But she reports weakness, lightheadedness, and fatigue, along with some anxiety. And denies any sudden anesthesia, or incontinence of the urine bowel, or numbness, tingling of the upper or lower extremities. Regarding the pain, patient has pain in the neck area, which is 8. Mid-back pain, lower back pain is 10. Shooting to both the vertexes, tingling and numbness. And the neck pain is shooting to the right arm anteriorly, involving all the 5 fingers. With some weakness of the arm is reported where she drops her phone. Overall, the pain is between 8 and 10. ADLs are affected 8. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing, walking, driving, and improved by sitting, lying down, and Tylenols. Please review the records for the system review. She suffers from anxiety, from asthma and anxiety. Other than that, nothing is reported. Surgical history, none. Allergies, none. And please review the chart for family history, relationship status, employment status, legal history, personal history, and ADLs. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 138 over 102, pulse 70, pulse temperature is 98.1, and pulse ox is 98%, and the patient is a 23-year-old African-American female of an average build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, sitting comfortably, well-built, well-nourished. Hydration is good. She doesn't appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Doesn't appears to be slightly anxious and has a good attitude demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without limping or using any adaptive device. Rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination, which is normal. In the musculature examination, kindly mention there is a severe spasm of the paravertebral muscles from T12 to L5. There is a spasm of the trapezius muscles with 3 trigger points on bilaterally. And the cervical fibers with some trigger points. Musculoskeletal examination. On inspection, the entire spine has a normal curvature alignment. No scars are noticed. On palpation, no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, humpback is noticed. Pelvic iliac crest height is equal. No pelvic tilt is noticed. Spine tenderness is present in C2 to C7 and L4, L5 and S1 and both the SI joints. Muscle spasm is noticed along with several trigger points in the left and right upper trapezius and cervical fiber of the trapezius muscle, as well as paravertebral muscle from T12 to L5 with 2 plus hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows: forward flexion 40, extension 40, bilateral side flexion 40, bilateral rotation is 80. Lumbar spine forward flexion is 40, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion 20, bilateral rotation is 20. Maneuvers to identify produce the pain are as follows: Hoffman sign is negative, Lerner test positive, the Curling sign is positive, distraction test and Soto heart test negative, thoracic spine Roos test and slump test is negative, lumbar spine Brudzinski Kermit test is negative, straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees, contralateral leg raise test is positive bilaterally, Breger test is negative, Kemp test is positive, and Brudzinski sign is negative. SI joint, bilateral SI joints are quite tender bilaterally, and standing flexion test is positive, and the iliac compression test positive. Faber test, Gosselin test are positive bilaterally. Trendelenburg sign is negative. Extremities examination is unremarkable. Please use the template. In the right upper extremity, in general, there is no issues with the shoulders and elbow. Motor power is the only one which is 4x5 with numbness and tingling shooting down from the neck down in the anterior part of the forearm and upper arm, involving all the 5 fingers. The Tinel sign was negative, Phelan sign was negative. Diagnosis is as follows. The diagnosis for Veronica are as follows: general V89.2 XXT, TNS R51, R42. S06.301A, nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, Serum it's M5 4.0. Cervical spine 5.4.2, 5.0.20, 5.1, 4.12, 5.3.82, M5 4.02, S13.4 XSA. Thoracic spine M5 4.09, 5.4.6, 5.1.24, 5.4.14, S23.3 XXA. Lumbar spine M5 4.5, 5.1.27, 5.4.16, 5.4.42, S33.5 XXA. Sacroiliac spine M46.1. Plan of care for Veronica King-Chloe is from the template. Treatment plan for Veronica is as follows. A patient is provided with the order for physical therapy to focus on neck, mid-back, lower back, and both the SI joint and severe spasm of paravertebral muscles and trapezius muscles bilaterally. And 3 times a week with traction massage, echotherapy. Is found disabled for work, housework, replacement, and transportation for now. We provided the following medications, which is Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Elavil 50 mg at night, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for pain relief, Lidocaine gel 4% for topical pain relief, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, SFX 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, for pain relief Tylenol with codeine number 4, 1 tablet a day, or 2 12-hour PRN is provided for pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records, and medical records. They're not available. Interventional pain procedures are being offered. Maybe if the spasm continues beyond 15 days, I could do a trigger point injections. Surgical options none. Neurosite evaluation none. Attended care caseworker none. Past medical records none available. Investigations are on hold. We will review the patient for a couple follow-up visits and then decide about a appropriate MRI. DMEs. Patient is provided with a tense unit, with a back brace, with a neck brace, to help with the healing for the education is yes, and follow visit in 15 days, direct contact yes. Thank you.